Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today under a new guise is the new West End State coach. It is Sturt's Marty Matner. How are you, Marty?
Very good, Zach.
Excellent. Congratulations on the appointment. You must be really proud to be bestowed the honour to coach the West End State team.
Yeah, it is. It was a bit of a surprise. I think a couple of months ago, Tom Hurley rang me and asked me whether I wanted to do it. And at the time, yeah, I was very surprised, but very honoured to be asked, I guess. And very looking forward to, I guess, that challenge of taking on the group and coaching your state.
How are you going to juggle it? Obviously, coaching Sturt regularly, and you've been the premiership coach the last 2 years. The game comes up in the weekend of May 12, but it should be a busy time for you, I guess.
Yeah, it will be. We sat down with Tom the other day and had a bit of a look through the program. I think they're going to shorten it from what it's been in the past a little bit, so that'll help. But also, too, leading into that bye weekend, I think they'll train most nights that week, I think, leading up to the game. So we sat down, had a bit of a program, and it'll work out quite well. And looking forward to the challenge and getting involved in that state program.
I guess one of the bonuses of being a current coach as well is you've got a really good grip of the opposition, who will therefore be the players that you'll pick from with the squad.
Yeah, that, it probably does help. And I guess watching players this year and being able to watch the players early next year, you'll get a bit of a feel on the squad and the team as well. So definitely being involved probably does help day to day. And like I said, there actually isn't much more time will be spent probably other than just the normal reviewing games and watching games. And there'll be other people involved, Tom and Adam and all those as well. So it's I spoke to Tom the other day, and the structure looks really good, and the training program's all sort of set anyway. So there's actually not really much work to do for me. It's more just getting out there and coaching, which I enjoy doing.
And I guess we can expect a fairly strong Sturt flavour in the side in terms of playing stock. So obviously on merit anyway, because you've been the team to beat for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I guess we had, I think last time they played, we probably had, I think, five or six play in the game and a couple in the squad. So you expect to be up there with that again. We have got, James Battersby, I think, is probably someone who wasn't in the squad last time, I think, but should be this time. And, again, it's just one of those things. It's good to have those good quality players at your club.
Most definitely. The Waffle is an opposition, a great rivalry we've had with the Sandgropers over the journey, and they've actually been a bogey team of sorts, because in the last decade we've only lost twice, and it's been to them both times.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Like, don't know really much about the Waffle. It's but it's a good comp, and they seem to, like you said, they've beaten us a couple of times. It's always interesting. But I think it's just great to have that rivalry. I know, the VFL are out of it now, and so it's good to, I guess, keep that state stuff footy going for the players and the supporters and the people that love footy. And to have that comp or the game against the Waffle is a really good thing, and hopefully it can keep going in the future as well.
And something special about that cherished red Guernsey, isn't there? And putting your pride on the line for the state and making sure the Sandful's well respected as a competition nationwide.
Yeah, it is. As a kid growing up, I loved watching state footy. It was always, the SA versus Vicks, the Darren Jarmans and then the Dunstalls and Ablets and those guys. It was, it was great footy to watch, and Kernans and, all those types of players. It was really good to watch, and I loved watching it. And I guess to be able to now coach it is, coach your state is a pretty honouring thing and pretty humble thing. So, but again, like I said before, it's an opportunity for those players to play against the best as well. The best Sandful players to play against the best Waffle players and showcase their footy. And it'd be good to win and still keep that, we talk about it, but we still think we are the second best comp outside the AFL. So we really want to be able to keep that sort of stature and keep the competition in a thriving position.
Of course, you're assuming the role from the great Graham Corn, so big shoes to fill there. Obviously, we know his record as a state coach for South Australia, and he went one-on-one in his last foray, losing to WA and then beating the Vicks in the last start.
Yeah, like I said before, it's an honour to coach your state, and Graham did a really good job. And really looking forward to it. Try and get some other coaches from around the league who want to be involved. I think that'd be really good. And and hopefully we can, you know, get a good playing group together and a good coaching group together and have a, and give ourselves a great opportunity to win it.
Well, thanks for that, Marty. We'll chat a bit about more Sturt orientated things at the moment to get a bit of an update from the reigning Premier. In terms of recruits, saw the other day announced Rory Taggart back to the footy club, add a bit to your midfield depth, and then a big boy in Sam Dunn, 206 centimetres and over 100 kilos from Central District. He probably helps bolster that ruck brigade.
Yeah, so Rory played here for 2 years just before I arrived, and then went back to Country Victoria to play and coach, and had a few injuries, I think, while he was here and didn't get much opportunity to play league footy. So he's been away, he's come back with job opportunities in Adelaide, and yeah, he's really looking forward to getting back into the program at that elite level. So yeah, we're really excited to have him back at the club. And Sam Dunn, yeah, we sort of, with Andre Perella going to West Adelaide, we sort of needed probably to bolster our ruck stocks, and just through, you know, some contacts, we were able to get hold of Sam and came out and trained with us for a week before the actual senior group started pre-season, and we were really impressed with his, you know, his attitude and also just his athletic ability, his footy skills and stuff. And so, yeah, we were pretty quick, pretty keen and pretty quick to get him on board and sign him up. So, yeah, we really, I mean, he's 19, been involved in the SANFL State program a couple of years ago, under 18. So he's got some talent, and as we said before, we're talking, there's not many 206 centimetre kids running around, and yeah, even though he was playing country footy towards the end of last year, we still think he's got a lot of upside and a lot of development, and as with most key position players, they don't sort of start to play or hit their straps until they're probably sort of 21 and older. So we feel like, you know, hopefully with development over the next year or two, he'll become a really good league footballer.
There's plenty of opportunity for the existing guys as well, I guess. Paddy Wilson, a fantastic story to see him get rookie listed by the Crows. And, of course, the retirements of Corey Beard and Scotty McMahon open up a spot at either end.
Yeah, it does. It definitely creates some, I guess, competition internally at the club. You know, Henry Voigt played a couple of games the year before and won last year, so there's an opportunity for him to, you know, that forward sort of ruck role. We had, you know, Dwayne Wilson, Jake Veal, Joel Tierley, all play league footy last year as well. So we feel like, you know, there's some good depth, and the reserves playing in the grand final. There's some good quality kids coming through there, plus Chris Trapp's under 18s. So we've got a handful of those guys training with the senior program as well. And yeah, we sort of felt like their development has improved the last 12 months, and if we can get more improvement out of that group, they'll challenge spots for either league or big, you know, quality reserves players. So, yeah, we feel like we're in a really good position now where the program is running really well through juniors through to seniors, and that that development of the under-18s and then the, you know, the moving into the senior program. Last year, I think we had about 10 to 12 players. This year, we probably have another 6 to 8 players do that transition. So the program's working really well. We feel like our list is, you know, in a really good position as well.
Off-season surgery, any major players, I guess, going under the knife?
I guess probably just the two are Aiden Riley and Jake Sutcliffe. They just had clean outs of a knee and an ankle. Jake's back running right now, so he'll, I believe, you know, I'll chat to the physios over the break, but I'm guessing that he'll be sort of back full running in and training in January sometime. So we're pretty happy with him. And Aiden, yeah, he probably didn't quite work out. We sort of thought that rest would be fine for the injury, but wasn't quite the case. So he had surgery last week, so he'll probably be after Christmas start running, and he won't be, you know, far by the end of Jan of full training. So in terms of that, we're pretty happy with where the list are in terms of injury wise, and those guys will have a modified pre-season, but everyone else is at the moment, you know, doing some sort of training, which is pleasing this time of year.
Most definitely, Marty. Well, thank you very much for your time on Sample Radio as always, and once again, congratulations on your appointment as the new West End State coach.
Thanks, Zach.